Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Thriving Thursday, and this is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. That's right, I am back. And today we're going to talk about the most important part of goal setting, the most important component, the most important everything when it comes to goal setting. Without this part, there is no goal achievement, and there's actually really no effective goal setting. Now, what I'm also going to share with you is I'm going to share three components within the most important part of goal setting. But before we get to that, I just want to let you guys know that throughout the month of December, I'm going to be sharing a lot of tidbits to help you to refine your goals and to encourage you to have your goals set before 2018. Forget about the whole New Year's resolution thing. I mean, the thing about the new year coming in is we get excited, we feel refreshed, and we feel like we're giving ourselves kind of a reboot. So it's okay to feel those things. And when January 2nd comes, it's okay to actually feel like you've been rebooted, but you want to have your goals in place long before that happens. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the most important part of goal setting. First of all, the most important part of goal setting, I'll get right to it. It's you. Whether you win, whether you achieve, whether you do not achieve your goals, that part is all up to you. So you want to position yourself so that you can achieve the goals smoothly. Now, no matter what happens, if you have set bigger goals and you're stepping out and going way beyond wherever you've gone before, then I have to tell you, it's going to be work. It's going to take effort. It is not going to be smooth sailing in terms of you having to stretch to do something new. Can you make it happen? Yes, you can, all day long. However, you want to give yourself the best chance of making it happen. Okay, now you are the most important part of goal setting. And of course, it kind of goes without saying that without you, first of all, there's no goals, there's no achievement, there's no movement, nothing is being done. So if you don't buy into your own goals, if you don't buy into the idea that you are meant to achieve and meant to achieve in a big way, if you refuse to stretch your mind and you buy into the status quo, you buy into what you're hearing on the news, you're buying into the doom and gloom of life and everything that's around you. If you buy into all of those things, then guess what? You will not get to where it is you really want to be when it comes to goal achievement. Understand this, that goal achievement is an expression of your life. So you're fully expressing who you are. And as human beings, we're meant to achieve. We're not meant to do the same thing over and over. That's why without any growth, without any progress, that's where the phrase dead end job comes from. Hence the phrase dead end. No one wants to live that kind of life. No one wants to wake up every day thinking, wow, I'm going to a dead end job or a dead end. I'm in a dead end career. No one wants to think like that. And no one wants to feel like that, most importantly. And even in business, if you're self-employed, you can still feel that way. The object of the game is to position yourself to thrive at all times. And that means that you need to progressively achieve more. Okay, you need to keep going higher and higher and higher. You can be excited about life. You can be grateful for life, but never, ever be satisfied in life. Now, what I want to share with you today is we talk about the fact that you are the most important part of goal setting. I want to give you three concepts to consider that will help you position yourself to achieve and to stay focused, to stay the course, or to even get focused. And these three concepts are think, write, and organize. The first one, let's talk about think quickly. when we talk about thinking, sometimes when we set a goal, we know that we want to make more money. We know we want to have a house, a new house, or a nicer car. We know we want to have those things. We know we perhaps want to have better relationships or even get into a relationship. So we know these are things that we want to have. We know that perhaps we want to increase our spirituality. We know that we want to have more fun. So the thing is that you really want to take the time to think it through, though. In other words, whatever goals that you're going to set, make sure those goals are attached to your ultimate calling, to your ultimate purpose, to the thing that you're most passionate about. See how you can attach those goals to that part of who you are, which is your essence. Once you can take a moment and think it through, and really have that quiet time, and even do some meditation if you have to. Well, you kind of have to, okay? So do some meditation. So once you're thinking it through, once you've thought it all through, now you can go to the next phase, which is to write it all down. Start writing down. Now, there are two ways to kind of go into this. First of all, you want to just write everything that comes to mind. So I would suggest that you get a loose leaf notebook, binder with loose leaf paper that you can write and tear it out and throw it away, or get a legal pad and same concept, you can still write and throw things away. So I would suggest that you get those things so that you can write freely. Okay, so you want to write everything that comes to mind. Write down every single thing that you want. Allow yourself to dream and imagine, and put no limitations on yourself initially. Just let things flow. This is a part of your thought process while at the same time actively engaging in giving life to those thoughts by writing them down. So you want to write all of those thoughts down. Now, the next thing that you want to do, so now you're thinking it through, you're writing it down. And so the next thing that you want to do is you want to organize everything that you've written down in the sense that you are going to now look at what you've written down and you're going to make some decisions. Okay. And that's kind of the bonus. Make a decision. You're going to look at those, everything that you've written down, and you're going to say, okay, 2018 is around the corner. Now, we've been taught to set our goals 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, even 10 years out. And that's fine. You can have that kind of plan so you can kind of create a roadmap for your life. But the reality of it is life is full of twists and turns. And so you're going to go in different directions and directions that you didn't plan on going in. So if you do that kind of plan, be flexible and don't panic if things are sending you in a different direction. Sometimes it's good to go with the flow of life. Now, here's the thing about the organizing of your goals. For 2018, look at everything that you've written down, and you may have written down quite a bit. As I said, do not hold yourself back. So once you've written everything down, now go back and organize it by pulling out the top 5 goals that you want to achieve in 2018. That's right, the top 5. And you say, well, I have more than 5. I want to lose weight. I want to eat healthy. I want to have a better relationship with my spouse. I want to get in a relationship or I want to take some courses. I want to read 100 books next year. So I have a lot of goals, Pat. I want to have a lot of things that I put on my paper. Here's the beauty of life. The beauty of life is you are spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. That's kind of your power. Those are your power cords. And when you tug on them, now you're going to activate something amazing in yourself. And the beauty of looking at all of what you want to achieve is you're going to discover when you pick the top 5 and then you hone in on the top 2, what you're going to discover is that when you start achieving, as you achieve the top 2 and you stay on course to achieve the top 2, you're going to discover that you're going to actually achieve more than what's in the top 2. Goals are often connected. For example, eating healthy and losing weight. So, yeah. So you focus on perhaps getting more physically fit, and that encompasses all of the above. So when you pay attention to your goals, you say, well, I want to be I want to read a lot more books and I want to become more efficient at work and more proficient. Well, through the process of learning more and taking in new knowledge, you're going to find that your mind is going to be stretched and you're probably going to become more efficient, more demanding, more focused, and demanding in terms of demanding more things from yourself. So you're going to find that these goals are connected. And you're going to find that you're going to achieve a lot more when you put your mind on perhaps one or two things. I want to increase my income, Pat. Well, if you become more proficient, you take in more knowledge, you spend time thinking and meditating and becoming more spiritually strong, then you're going to find that the income part is going to take care of itself because you're going to get ideas and you're going to become more committed to excellence. So take the time to, first of all, spend that time thinking, to first of all think, and then you want to write everything down. And as I said, do not hold back, because the most important part of goal setting is you. And so if you're holding you back, don't expect anyone else to do all of your thinking for you. And I've discovered that when people kind of encounter other people who do their thinking for them, they get offended. They don't like it. It doesn't feel good. Why? Because we're all here to fully express our lives. We're all here to fully express who we are and to bring the best of who we are forward so that we can get to where it is we want to be. So take the time to do some of your own thinking. Part of doing your own thinking, as we start to wrap up for today, part of doing your own thinking is to learn to question things. Question what you hear. Question what you're being told by the media. Question what you're being told by politicians. Question what you're being told by others. When people say, you know, things are bad out there and this is the best that you can do. Hey, if no one's ever done it before, what makes you think you can do it? Question those things. Keep in mind that as individuals, we are strong. And then as you start to really tap into the essence of who you are and you get connected with others, then we become stronger. But no one becomes strong as an individual by allowing someone else to talk them out of their dreams, by allowing someone else to cause them to dim their light. So when you're setting your goals, let your light shine. Don't go out and share them with everybody else because you're super excited about opening up and writing everything down. This is an exercise to be done alone. Start with you first. Do the work on you first, and then you want to reach out and you want to go for more and you want to have more. You want to be more. You want to do more. And that's not about you kind of overworking yourself. It's about you stepping into your highest and best self. This is all about you living from a position of power. And as we say on Designing Your Life Today, it's all about doing life with power. Know that you're built by design to win. And understand this, when you know that you're built to win, then the object of the game is for you to walk in that, step in that, be that. And that does not mean that you're not going to have challenges. It doesn't mean that some things won't work out in your favor. But at the end of the day, know this, that if you keep moving forward and you continue to think and you continue to write and you continue to organize and reorganize if you have to, so that you can feel that flow and feel that strength, know that at the end of the day, you are going to win. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all we have for you on this Thriving Thursday. I'm going to be back with more on next week. We're going to get back on track and we're going into 2018 with a big bang, as we always do, or as we've done in the past 7 years. So get excited, enjoy this day, and do life with power.